SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Suddenly, the war in the Middle East seems a little closer to home with American casualties now. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The White House says the three American service members were killed in the drone strike, which took place in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. More than two dozen military personnel were also injured. President Biden called it a despicable and wholly unjust attack and says the U.S. will hold those responsible to account. These are the first U.S. fatalities in months of strikes against Iranian-backed militias, which have been attacking U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. There are some 3,000 U.S. forces stationed in Jordan, which is used as a staging base. One Jordanian official said the attack actually occurred on the Syrian side of the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, too, White House advisors heading to the Biden re-election campaign.
As the 2024 race heats up, the president is dispatching two of his senior advisors, Mike Donilon and Jen O'Malley Dillon, to his campaign headquarters in Delaware. The moves come after several Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, have questioned Biden's re-election strategy and encouraged him to shift people and decision-making from the White House to his headquarters in Wilmington. Greg Clugston reporting.
Donald Trump praising Texas Governor Greg Abbott for defying the Biden administration over immigration. Texas has restricted U.S. Border Patrol entry to remove razor wire in a popular corridor for migrants illegally entering the U.S. House Republicans releasing two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans vowing to push forward with efforts to oust him. This is SRN News. Some troubling numbers coming out of the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to Lifeway Research, 43% of SBC churches performed no baptisms in 2022, the last year for which all the data is in. Another 34% reported performing between one and five baptisms. Overall, SBC baptisms nationwide are down, but they have rebounded substantially from the sharp decline that was seen during the pandemic. In fact, baptism in the denomination has been declining since 1999. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Ohio suing after its pastor was charged with violating city ordinances when he opened up the sanctuary around the clock for homeless people. Police have filed 18 charges against Pastor Chris Avell. They allege the rented church building in the city of Bryan is currently violating zoning ordinances. This is SRN News. New Jersey utility regulators giving preliminary approval to two new wind farms.
And both wind farms would be considerably farther offshore than earlier projects that drew opposition from beachgoers who didn't want to see the wind turbines on the horizon. The State Board of Public Utilities chose Leading Light Wind to be built 40 miles off Long Beach Island and Attentive Energy, which would be 42 miles off Seaside Heights. The projects replaced two wind farm proposals scrapped last fall by Danish developer Ørsted. New Jersey now has three wind farm projects on the books. John Scott reporting.
USA Hockey mandating neck laceration protection for all players under the age of 18. Rule goes into effect in August. Decision comes after American Adam Johnson died when he took a skate blade to the neck during a game. More details at SRNNews.com.